Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Rebecca Shackleton, 98FM's Big Breakfast co-presenter, is with me to tell me about all of the reasons to be happy this Wednesday afternoon. Rebecca, good afternoon.
How are you? Good afternoon and a belated happy birthday to you.
I know. Sure, it's relentless. It's gone on for a month. I haven't stopped.
Your party looked incredible and so did you.
Thank you very much. I literally have celebrated for a month.
You're right.
For a woman that was going to do nothing, I've just gone all in.
Oh,
that's it.
You're dead right. You have to celebrate the moments in life, and that's a reason to be happy.
That was a reason to be happy. You were so dead right. That is a reason to be happy. This is the reason, though, that I am happy this week. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. JT, he's coming back.
He is. He's coming back to Ireland for the first time since 2013. He last played here as Phoenix Park, and now he's announced two Irish dates. He's going to be in Belfast. He's playing Belsonic, which is a festival, on the 26th of June, and then Malahide Castle on the 28th.
I cannot wait. Have you ever seen him before?
I have. Randomly, I won tickets to see Justin Timberlake on 98FM.
A stomp.
When I was in fourth year in school, off Barry Dunn, the Cash Machine King.
A stomp.
Yes.
That is a great story.
And it's a full circle moment because we're giving away tickets every single morning this week.
No way! Amazing! I love that.
He was brilliant live. He was supported at the time by Timbaland and 50 Cent. So it was a really brilliant gig at the RDS. But I didn't see him at the most recent one in Phoenix Park. But sure, look it. He's coming back and lots of people are excited.
I've never seen him before. And I don't know how I have missed this. But I'm really, really excited about this. So the tickets are on sale. This is Friday morning. I was, set aside for this.
Is it Friday morning? There's pre-sale tickets available as well. Yeah. So I would say, I'd imagine they are going to sell out because it's only one Dublin date as well.
Yeah, I am wondering, is the one Dublin date, does this mean there's going to be a second announced?
Potentially, he may do another
one. He'll definitely sell out, wouldn't he?
I think he will. I think people, know all his songs who grew up with him from the NSYNC days to Justified.
Well, him and Britney.
Sex, Love, Sounds as well. That's my favourite album.
Really?
Timberlake. But there's been a bit of controversy with Justin. Obviously,
there was the
DUI.
Yes.
He pleaded guilty to that and he was in court and everything. And obviously as well, Britney's memoir, it didn't paint Justin in the best light. It did change my opinion on him a little bit.
Yeah, okay. I didn't read it, but I heard about it all right. But
listen, two sides to everything.
But you know what? I can separate that.
Yeah.
From the music.
Yeah.
And I just want to go and enjoy his tunes.
Yeah, I think lots of people are going to be very excited to welcome Justin Timberlake bringing Sexy back next year.
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm just wondering though, I hope this isn't going to be now the Oasis saga.
It's all around the same time. Or do you mean, the tickets?
Yeah, I just can't go through that again.
Oh, listen, I don't think the demand that Oasis have is going to be the same, like Justin's demand.
I know there's people going mental now saying that.
Yeah, I think Oasis as well, though, is once in a lifetime. I don't think they're ever going to do it again. So fingers crossed now people will be able to get their tickets for Justin Timberlake.
I'm sure some people might be happy about this.
He did the mash. He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
So what are Heinz launching?
Heinz have teamed up with Monster Munch to launch a brand new Monster Munch flavoured mayonnaise. It's a combination that we don't need, but I'm very intrigued to try.
So it's your Heinz tube of mayo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Monster Munch crisp infused.
Yes, well, it's the flavour of pickled onion. So it's basically a pickled onion mayonnaise inspired by Monster Munch. Heinz UK have teamed up with Walkers, who make Monster Munch, and they've blended together now the whole flavour, and there's a nice creamy texture, and then you get that nice little, it's almost like a fizz of the pickled onion.
They're kind of spicy Monster Munch, aren't they?
They are a bit, I think they're delicious. I love a corn-based crisp.
Yeah.
And I love mayonnaise.
Yeah.
So I would love to try this. But at the moment, it's only available in the UK. They had 1,000 bottles available on their website. And then they're in different supermarkets, Aldi in Iceland. So it's a limited edition. So if you have any pals that are over in the UK at the moment, ask them to bring back a bottle.
Yeah, getting caught through customs coming back with this. Are you into those sort of crazy combo gimmick matches like that?
Do you remember a few years back they did a chocolate bar with Tato?
Yeah. No, I just don't buy into this.
I just love Tato so much, though. I didn't hate it.
Right.
But, I prefer having, if you go to the cinema, put the minstrels in with the popcorn and the sweet and salty. I think that works together. I think food is a vessel for sauce. Mayonnaise is great. Garlic mayonnaise is fabulous. And pickled onion mayonnaise, I think it would be a 10 out of 10.
Vessel for sauce. Yes. I absolutely love that statement. Rebecca, tell me about, look, going to be loads of chat in the next couple of weeks about the election and general election. We had the locals and the whole lot. But young people are actually getting involved.
Yeah, so a new study has found that 1 in 3 members of Gen Z say that they would consider getting involved in politics. And it's a study done by Amoroc. They surveyed 1,000 people aged between 16 and 27. And they found that a growing number of young people in Ireland are more interested in politics, civic activism and social innovation.
Would you ever have had an interest?
No.
No.
But I think it's absolutely amazing that more young people are getting interested and they want their voices to be heard. And I suppose it is really heavily influenced by social media. Mm. So they're seeing, you know, we see everybody being more vocal about their views on social media. So I suppose it's a good thing that people are standing up for what they believe in and want to make a change in the world.
I would have thought young people, like, because of what they see, you know, online now, I would have thought young people would have no interest in politics.
So I suppose, you know what, they're in a generation that are dealing with, you know, a housing crisis and lots of other issues going on. They're probably thinking to themselves, we need to make a change and we want our future to be different than what's going on right now. So it's a positive thing that more people are talking and more people are getting involved.
You never fancied yourself as First Lady Taoiseach or anything, though?
No.
Strong no. Hard no there. Strong no on that.
No, thank you.
Some people might fancy this gig, though.
Doomsday Blue, the song, is to do with being overlooked, about having your potential ignored. Eurovision is such a giant platform, and Conchita Wurst opened a lot of doors for people like me who are more of the obscure side of things.
Bambi Thug. So if you fancy being the next Eurovision act, now is your time.
Bambi Thug did absolutely incredible last year, coming sixth in the competition, and now the search is underway for Ireland's 2025 Eurovision entry. RTE have launched the search this week. They want to hear from artists, performers, songwriters who are interested in representing Ireland next year. It's in Basel in Switzerland next year.
Oh, is that where it is?
Yes, yes, yes.
Huge turnout actually for Bambi Thug at Electro Picnic this year.
Yeah, yeah. I think that they are absolutely amazing, and I'm really intrigued to see what direction Ireland goes in
well,
for
best
this
performance
year.
We've had in years.
Years, years. Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting one. They're looking for songwriters with a proven track record of success in the music industry.
So they want somebody half famous.
Yeah, well, or someone who's someone who's had success with their songwriting, and then I suppose it would be a really great opportunity to see new performers.
Yeah.
You know, that way.
Are you into it? Do you follow the Eurovision at all? Or?
Growing up, I wasn't really, but I think in the last few years, it's just blown up in popularity. Yeah. I think everybody is taking it more seriously again and seeing that it's a huge platform to launch their career. I think that
that's true, actually. Yeah.
There's so much talent out there, and I love how it's a chance for artists to be a bit more creative with their staging, with their messaging, and with their artistry.
Okay. It's up for my heart when it skips a beat. Coral Reef in Australia.
Sorry, that's a great song choice. So good. We're talking about the coral reefs. They've obviously been severely impacted by climate change and the rising sea temperatures. But a new experiment has been described as a beacon of hope for coral reefs. So they have been breeding young coral reefs with IVF methods.
Oh.
And they have survived the severe heat and they are thriving. So the older reefs aren't doing so well, but the artificial ones are growing, and they survived the heat that they had during the summer. So 90% of the young IVF created corals, they remained healthy, colourful, and they held on to the algae that live within them. And in contrast, the older ones didn't remain so
healthy.
Have
you ever been to coral reef? Have you ever been to Australia?
I went to the Whitsundays and went snorkelling. Yeah. And I could see some of it. Yeah.
We went when we were in Australia, and I remember, like, you know, you're brought out in the boat and you're snorkeling and diving and all of that. And they're really, really strict. Now, I went back in 2014, maybe, for a month. But they're really, really strict, I remember, the dive teams, about, like, you know, you can't touch anything when you're diving or underwater.
You
can't touch the algae.
Really anywhere near them or knocking into them, because they are
trying to preserve it, I suppose.
Trying to preserve it.
And
exactly.
There was only actually certain areas that they'd bring you. I suppose they have so many boat trips and day trips of tourists every day, you know, and everybody wants to snorkel at the coral reef.
And to see it.
Yeah. So that's good news.
Listen, it is good news.
We're here for the good news.
And you have to take the positives, because I think for a while there now, we didn't think that the coral reefs were going to be thriving.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, they are.
Busy week, Rebecca, aside from all of our good news.
A busy week.
Yeah, absolutely, as always. Rebecca Shackleton, 98FM's Big Breakfast co-presenter. Thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.